Praise the Lord. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise the Lord. Oh, and hi, do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good to have each one of you today. Praise the Lord.
Okay, great. Thank you. That works now.
Okay, Cheryl's got a testimony or two for us here. We'd love to share these testimonies.
Actually, I have four.
She got four of them, she says, so we'd love to hear her testimonies, don't we?
Amen.
We'd love to hear what God is doing. He's an awesome God. I just can't believe I lived in a church most of my life and never seen a testimony. Never had one at all. And boy, out here, I see him do things every week.
Every day.
I'm sorry, Lord. Sometimes two or three times a day.
Amen.
Good morning, Thurman and Cheryl. Through your ministry, I was healed of cancer on my face, and I was also healed so I did not have to have a root canal. Praise the Lord. I met you last year in October in Baltimore. She came from Florida, and her son had died in August, and she was couldn't figure out why she had the cancer on her face, and ended up she had unforgiveness toward her other son. So now she's come back to us asking for financial prayer because of him being in and out of the hospital for 3 years, and now she's emotionally better and she wants a great job, and of course we prayed for that. So praise the Lord. But she was healed of cancer and she did not have to have a root canal after we prayed also.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that was Diane. Okay, this is Emmanuel, and he said, Dear Pastor Scrivener and TLSM, please remember my daughter in prayer as she called from college in Philadelphia saying she's coughing and congested. We have prayed with her and would like your prayer as well. Thank you for your ministry. God bless you all. He wrote back, he forgot to write back, actually. 3 months later, he writes back. And he says, thank you for your prayer for my daughter. I realized I had not provided a praise report. I called her the day after, and she said she was well. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Okay, this is Dear TLSM. You show me that God's promises are true. I believed, but I didn't know how to reconcile what I saw. What you show me matches what I have believed. And you furthermore show me others like Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, etc., that demonstrate the same. Not to mention your church members and listeners living out God's promises. Why had I not heard of these men and these things taking place? Why are not the miracles of God seen amidst your ministry and that of these men and others on every tongue? Well, I give thanks and praise to God that He brought me to you. My life, perceptions, understanding is so different with the help of your teaching. I'm so very grateful. Aaliyah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'd like to ask y'all to join with me in prayer again over my mom. Dear Pastor Thurman, Cheryl, and staff, she's having a high blood pressure issue and is in the hospital. I know that the Lord can bring this blood pressure back to normal, and so I ask that y'all join with me in prayer over her. I'm still waiting for a promise from the Lord to be fulfilled over my mom, which gives me great comfort that He will answer my prayer for that promise. Lord, my mom needs you very much, and so do I. I ask with the joint prayers of my beloved friends that you would bring her blood pressure in control to the normal place and bring comfort and joy to her. Thank you, Lord. So be it. Adela, we wrote back, we've prayed, it's done. Praise the Lord, Pastor Thurman. Let's see how time-wise. It was all in the same day, 51 minutes later. My mom is already out of the hospital. She went in this morning and was discharged just a little after I asked y'all for prayer. The Lord is so awesome.
Amen. He is so awesome. Okay, He is so awesome. Okay. We have a live testimony back here with this young lady that had her mother. Would you like to come tell us about that? Yeah, would you like to come? Just leave that there.
Leave it right there?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your tapes.
Yeah. Tell us what happened.
Well,
And tell us where you're from and everything.
Okay, I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana. And do y'all know where that Duck Dynasty is? Okay. And I'm here for a supposed root canal, too, and I don't want it. So I was really perking up at that. I've already been asking God to drain it, and I think he's already draining it. But I said if I make it here, it's really...
Wait a minute. What do you mean you think he's doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's already doing it. I don't know how long he's going to work on it, but I feel it. And that was a double confirmation right there. So, yeah, I expect this Texas dentist is going to be real confused in the morning. So anyway, that's what I'm hoping, praying. But basically, I work for a sheriff's office, and I don't know what it is about law enforcement, but we worry more than we let on law enforcement, I think, because we see so much. And so I've always been the worrier in the family. Everybody knows that. I'm the one that dotes on everybody and worries. Your CD was ordained for me. It was perfect. I went into a health food store in Hot Springs, near Hot Springs. If you ever go through there, please go see Ann's health food store. You'll have to look it up. She is a believer like you've never seen. When you see her, she looks like an angel. She glows.
Wow.
She is one of your biggest fans, and you probably don't even know it.
I think that is so amazing.
I got the chill bumps. But I went in her store about 2 years ago, fell in love with her. Her husband has a tire store right there. You must go see her. Do y'all know her? Her testimonies are beautiful, but she gives out your CDs. She gives them away free. I left her a donation. She gave them to me. And she gave me all kinds of things in a bag. So I listen, and I hear your testimony, which was just divine intervention, because I go back to Louisiana. This year was very, very difficult. We had traveled out west. Y'all probably know better than I do about Louisianans don't know about this. We went out to Santa Fe last summer, came back to Louisiana. My mom got extremely ill, had never been sick, always used herbs, 86 years old. Never been sick. I've never seen my mother with a fever. Every night she ran a fever. Every night I prayed and used herbs. I think God was having me use those to keep her until I could figure out all this, because I ended up finally taking her back to the hospital. This went on months, and they said it was a virus. Long story short, it was valley fever. I was not familiar with that. Louisiana was not familiar with it, but you cattle people might, because it's out west. Well, it's because it's in the western type, like we had been to Santa Fe. They say it's spores in the air out there, and if you're elderly or your immune's down, you can get this, and it's a fungal infection that untreated will kill you, deader than a doornail. Mm-hmm. So we brought her back in June or July. She had that mess till October, every night, raging. None of the doctors, they kept throwing antibiotics. I said, that's not going to do it. Well, long story short, I took her back to the hospital and said, y'all got to do something. They did all right. They did the wrong thing accidentally. They put her on a mask with some steroids and spread it. And she just went downhill immediately. She said, I can't breathe. She ended up on a ventilator. I was just stunned. I'd never even seen her have a head cold. She was up there, and they called everybody in, said, she's 86. They realized now that it was bad. They didn't know what to do, and I said, you have to have antifungal. I called out West. They said, get antifungal. Well, they finally broke it, but they said it's too late. They said less than 10% make it when you've had it for months. Well, I believe. I have a lot of faith, but I was scared. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I was scared, and I'm the kind that needs to learn to get in the boat like the Messiah, and I never get in there. I try to get out and help, and that is not right. Sometimes you've got... So listening to you, I'll be honest with you. I drug that tape out and said, now's the time for me. And I said, I'm going to have to go to the third heaven, and I'm going to have to, for the first time in my life, quit picking it back up, quit getting it off the wall. I am the world's worst. I want to help God, and he doesn't need my help. I just do that. And so this time I realized everybody else was doing like Donna, like I do. They were saying, the doctor said it's not budging. The doctor said it's too. I said, don't look at it. Don't look at that thing. Don't look at those x-rays. Ignore them. Ignore them. So I went home. I called one of my... I have twin brothers. I called one of them, but I couldn't get the other. I said, we're going to have to go to the third heaven. Will you go too? He said, yes, I'll go. He was way up north. I said, we're going. So I closed my eyes. I prayed. I did exactly what you said. I knew she was going to make it, and it got worse before it got better. But somehow, for the first time, I was able to stay in the boat. Now, I didn't sleep. Now, I admit, I did not sleep. I'm not as good as them, so I did not sleep. But I got in there, and I quit looking, and I believed with all my heart. I believed if you could go through what you went through, I've never heard anybody going through what you went through and come out as just an angel you are. I did it. I said, she's going to get better every day. No improvement. She's going to die every day, every day. I said, she's going to get better. And we had lost my daddy right before that, and she got a little improvement on my daddy's birthday. I knew that was God. I knew it. I said, we got improvement on Daddy's birthday. He's helping us. And she came out of that. The doctors are still to this day. They've never saved anybody with fungal pneumonia in that hospital. They came and told me later. They said, we had a man that was a rancher that went out there and got it and came back. I said, what happened? Gone. They said, an army lady, 30 years old, gone. They admitted to me at the hospital. They were so shocked. That little Indian doctor came and he said, you're our miracle. So this was divine intervention, and I told my mom, if we ever come out here, I'm going to look that church up. And so it was hard, and I found it. I swear, I'm coming. But I'm also here because I need, I've been taking care of everybody else. I didn't take care of myself. And that brother that preached, oh, he was right, because sometimes we can't get our healing because, I don't know, that's what was happening to me, was like, well, you didn't go see about your tooth. I said, well, devil, I've been busy. I've been taking care of my mama. I broke my foot. I got shingles. I'm telling you, I didn't have time, and it wasn't hurting, and God ain't going to hold that against me, I don't believe. And when that man said, you can forgive yourself and get your healing, I done forgave myself for that bitch. Because I was down on myself. If you ever have let the devil mess you up because you didn't eat right, you didn't do this, you didn't get your sleep, you didn't drink your water. I live in that world. But God only does that to get us back on track. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to behave myself on my eating and stuff. But I came to tell you I love you, and I came to tell you she's a little bona fide miracle. Look at there. Because of you. And Ann. I'm going to take her to Ann's health food store. Amen. And wait till Ann gets a load of what she did for you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You're a miracle. You're a miracle. Amen.
Do we serve an awesome God? I mean, goodness gracious alive, an awesome God. I mean, he is out of this world. Wow. Well, Bill, are you going to top that one? Come on up here, Bill. Bill's got something he wants to tell us about. Psalm 91. He's got some new cards here, so praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yeah, he's got some new cards. There we go. Praise the Lord. Wow.
Well, I have this hat on for a purpose, and the purpose is to show you that I added three little words, all lives matter.
All right.
I did this after what happened that caused me to generate this new card. I'm going to put my hat back on while I tell you. But first of all, we know that people do hear from the Lord. They hear from him in different ways, and we know this man, Thurman Scribner, hears from him audibly. And he hears from him other ways too. And the big reason for talking about this is that I have another pastor friend that's now retired that I'd go to his Bible studies on Wednesday nights this last year and a half. And the reason I did that is because he often hears from the Lord. And that's always intrigued me for people that can actually hear audibly from the Lord. Well, he called me on the 18th of April, and he told me, he said, the Lord had spoken to him audibly that morning and said, call Bill Wagoner and tell him to read Romans 13, 1 through 4. And he repeated it twice. So he called me about 10:30, and I read it. I had read through the verses quickly before. But I read it, and I'm going to read these verses. I feel like I should. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Okay? Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And I don't know if you know what the ordinance means, but ordinance in the dictionary says that refers to people that are in the legislation, or that's legislation. So, and you've seen ordinances around the city, you say ordinance number 452 or something. Well, that's a legislation, a group of people that have got a certain ordinance or a rule that's to be followed. So anyway, I studied that word a little bit, you know, and then I also, it says, let me go ahead with it. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do you want what is good, and will you have praise for the same? For he is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not hear, does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Well, I read the verses, and I thought about them, and I tried to rest in the Lord and see what he had to say about it. So a little later in the week, on the Thursday, I just got out of the shower, and as I did, it's like the Lord just dropped right in my mind, put these four verses on the narrative side of the card, and then it came to me that I should list people that have authority. And so what I've done is I've listed authorities, rulers, God's ministers, our protectors, first responders are, : the president, legislatures, all military, pilots, border patrol, police, sheriffs, firemen, VFW, teachers, school guards, and various security guards, CCW, citizens, and that's people that carry guns, and parents in our community. Well, I tried to get as many names as I felt I could on there of people that are in authority, and I probably should have added highway patrol. So I'm just kind of going through this with you a little bit to tell you. Then the next thing was to get these cards printed. And I want to stop right now and thank all of you for the donations that you've given me over time to acquire these cards. The cards themselves are not so much money, but the benefit of the cards is such that when people want them and they call in for them, you've got to mail them and you've got to take them to them. And we've taken over 30,000 cards here in Texas to first responders. But now we're trying to cover people that fall under all these categories, and that's every person, if you look at it. Every person is, could be an authority, all the way from a parent to a teacher to anyone. So we have these cards, and I know that God's behind this because I realize how it came to me. And the very man that called me that day and told me that, I asked him if he would write a story about that event and put it in the form of a little book like he had done on Psalm 91 for me. And that'll be finished this next week, and I'll have some of those. But I wanted to share with you the excitement that I have today, because I've had several people find out about this, and they've called, they've sent in donations for them. And one group was out of Michigan, one was out of Phoenix, Arizona. We had another one from South Texas. So I honestly think that God's going to get ahead of this ministry and push these cards in places that we'd never have any idea about. So I just want to thank you and praise the Lord. And if you got any questions, feel free to ask them. And I brought a box of cards today, and if we run out here, I'll bring some more. So thank you very much again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Bill. Okay. Praise the Lord. This service today is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to tell you a story about something. Just a couple of weeks ago, Cheryl and I got a note, or I got one first, and then Cheryl got a notice that a friend of ours from Salt Lake City, Utah, had had a massive stroke, and he was in serious condition. Now, this man, I only met him about 10 or 12 years ago. That's when I met him the first time myself. This man, I think about, when I think about what some people accomplish on this earth, when I stop and think about, I run into, just like Bill's talking there about honoring the law, obeying God's word. Because it's, in other words, whatever rules they make for us, they plan for us to keep those rules. And when you break those rules, you're not just breaking man's rules, you're breaking God's rules. And some people go through life and do a great job of honoring God. And this particular man, whenever I met this man, really met him the first time, it was during a trauma in his life.
2005.
Do what, huh?
2005. 2005.
Oh, is that when it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in 2005, Cheryl and I, we had our little church was over in Dallas in a warehouse. And after church that night, we came back to Louisville, through Grapevine, and we stopped at the Waffle House to have a waffle. You know, I mean, that's something that everybody likes to do is eat. Even me, I like to eat, especially waffles, and so I don't know why I like the Waffle House, but I've always liked to stop in and get a waffle at the Waffle House. So anyway, we were in there having a waffle, and Cheryl's phone rang. And one of our good friends here in town that goes to our church, we'd met him, he had left home, left the church that day and went on back home. And he called and said, Cheryl, one of my good friends that I work with has had a problem in Salt Lake City, Utah. He was up in the mountains of Idaho, and he fell in a tree that he was in. This tree, which was really, really tall, some of the limbs, they had stored some camping equipment way up in this tree, 35 feet up in the air. Do you know, the center of this building is only 20 foot. So 35 foot is way up there. And he was up there in that tree getting down the equipment, and the limb he was standing on broke. And he goes flying down through those trees, knocking limbs off, breaking limbs off, and some of them slow him down, but he falls all the way from the top where he is 35 feet all the way to the ground and hits on his backside. It crushed his backside. And it's amazing. So anyway, they care-flighted him out of there and took him to the hospital. And the doctors checked him and told him that he was beyond help. His back is so broke and so destroyed that it cannot be fixed. So they sent him home. And when he did, this friend of mine that called Cheryl that night, kind of like this lady that was talking a while ago about the woman in the health food store, when you give out one of these CDs, you never know what God's going to do with it. You really never know what God's going to do. But he uses all of us for his glory.
Amen.
I mean, it's so amazing to see God do these things. So anyway, whenever this man was sent home, this friend of mine that goes to our church, he had been listening to our teachings as well as coming to our church for a while. And so he called me and wanted to know. He said, first of all, that this man that had the incident, he had been listening to the CDs because this friend of mine that we've been just giving away all these CDs, he always took a handful of those things with him everywhere he went, and he gave them to people all the time. Well, when he was out in Salt Lake City, he gave this man out there some of these CDs and DVDs. Now then, this guy has got his back tore up. He's at home he's a captive audience. And if he can't walk, it ruined his back. I mean, they said, you'll never walk again. Have you ever heard people say that about God, you know, that you'll never do this, you'll never do that? So anyway, this friend of mine had left him some CDs and DVDs. Well, he's listening to them when he gets home. They take him home in his motorhome. He has a big old motorhome because he loved to travel and loved to go do things, and he loved to ride horses and all kinds of stuff. He just loved to live. And he done a good job of it, too. I think about what some people on this earth never accomplish anything, and in others it seems like the world is the limit. And that's the way this man was. He was a traveler, and he was a man that had all kinds of ideas, and he developed things. He was awesome. So anyway, after he was listening to some of the CDs, he's hearing me talk about miracles, that I serve a Jesus Christ that does miracles. Do any of us know this?
Amen.
We do know him, don't we? So anyway, after you listen for a while, if you've been told by the doctor that you're never going to walk again, and then all of a sudden you begin to listen to these CDs and DVDs and find out there is a God that answers prayer,
Amen.
That does miracles, not just little things, but does miracles. So you pick up the phone and call this friend over in Wiley and says, Eldon, do you know this guy, Thurman Scrivener? He said, yes, I know him. I go to his church every Sunday. He's real. He said, you reckon you could get him to come up here and pray for me? He said, I fell out of this tree and crushed my back. And the doctors say, I'll never walk again. But to listen to this guy talk, he says he prays for people and God answers prayer.
Amen.
Do you reckon if we bought him a ticket that he would fly up here to Salt Lake City and pray for me? Eldon said, well, I'll call him and see. So that's when Cheryl's phone rang. Cheryl. A friend of mine by the name of Gary Young has fell out of a tree and ruined his back. The doctors say he'll never walk again. But would you and Thurman consider going to Salt Lake City and praying for him if he buys you a ticket? Cheryl said, I don't know. I'll ask him. So we're sitting there having a waffle. So she said, honey, she tells me the story that Eldon wants us to go to Salt Lake City and pray for a man that's crushed his back. He fell out of a tree 35 foot up and ruined his back. Would we go pray for him? Now, first of all, I'm telling you, you need to know the God that does miracles when they tell you he fell 35 foot and crushed his back and he ain't never going to walk again. Because if you don't think he can do something, you ain't going to waste your time and your money and his money to go pray for this guy. Is that true? But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I know a God that heals. I know a God that answers prayer. I know a God that's an awesome God. I mean, he can do awesome things. So anyway, Cheryl said, honey, we got anything to do this week that we could take a few days and go up to Salt Lake and pray for this gentleman? She said, I know him. She said, I've sold some of his stuff. She said, I know him. I said, well, okay, if you know him and you think he's a good guy. She said, oh, he's a really wonderful man. Said he's always doing something for people. He's always helping people. God likes that.
Yeah.
When people help people. So now he needs help. So God wants to know, he wants to know if I will fly up there. So I tell her, sure, we'll go. I said, when he gets the airline ticket bought and everything and tell us which one it is, I said, we're going to go on home after we eat this waffle, but I said, just tell him to call me. So anyway, we finish our waffle and we start home. And we get to the post office over here in Justin from Grapevine. And we haven't heard from him yet. Cheryl said, you reckon he's going to call? I said, well, he's got to make a couple of airplane tickets and get everything. So it'll take a little while to do that. But I said, yeah, he'll call. Just be patient, honey. He'll call. So we get to the post office, and he called. And Cheryl gets out, and she goes in to get the mail. Because on Sunday night, you know, after church, sometimes we go with the mail, sometimes we don't till Monday, but that day we were going to go get it. So she went by and gets the mail, comes out, gets in the truck, and I'm talking to him, praying for him and everything, and I make some kind of a crazy statement, are you in pain? He said, Thurman, I'm in excruciating pain. Now, I don't know this man. I have never met him at this point. I'm just talking to him over the telephone. And he says, I am in excruciating pain. I said, well, sir, The God I serve does not want you to be in pain because he bore your pain on the cross 2,000 years ago. Most people don't know that. But I said, he bore your pain, so I know he don't want you to bear it. So I'm going to take Mark 11:23, and I'm going to pray a prayer of faith over you. And I did. And Father, in Jesus' name, according to Mark 11:23, I ask you to do a supernatural healing. You notice the words, a supernatural healing. Not a natural healing, a supernatural healing over Gary Young. Give him a supernatural healing in his back in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, it's done. Amen. I said, and we will get all this information and we'll be out there tomorrow to see you. And he said, I'll send somebody to pick you up at the airplane. So we said, okay. So I hang up my cell phone. We drive along there about a half mile. Cheryl says, honey, what do you think? I said, oh, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Now, I just prayed a prayer of faith and made a statement. Oh, that's okay. He'll be healed before we get there. Is that faith?
Yes.
Do you think a prayer like that might accidentally please the king? You think he might really answer your prayer?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we get home. We come. Cheryl drives on home in a little red truck. We still got that little truck sitting right out there. Anyway, we get to the house, pull up in the front yard over there, and we start unloading stuff. Cheryl starts getting her stuff out, and I get my stuff out, and all of a sudden, my phone rings. It's only been a few minutes since I prayed for him. My phone rings, and I pick it up, and I look at it, and I have no idea who this is. I said, yes, this is Thurman Scrivener. How can I help you? He said, Thurman, this is Gary Young. I said, oh, yeah, the man I just prayed for. He said, yes. He said, I am completely healed already. He said, Thurman, he said, the minute you prayed and thanked the Lord for my healing, he said, my pain went away. So he said, I thought, what is this? I don't have any pain. So he said, I slid over to the edge of the bed and threw my feet off on the floor and I put weight on them, no pain. I stood up, no pain. I walked up and down the aisle of there in my house, no pain. Run over and picked up my 5-year-old son, throwed him on my shoulder, run up the stairs and back down and no pain. He said, Thurman, I'm completely healed. I said, well, I don't guess you need us to come then. He said, oh, no. He said, I want to meet you. He said, I want to see you. I want to talk to you. He said, I'll pick you up myself at the airplane tomorrow. Y'all come on the flight, I'll be there to pick you up. And so the next day, me and Cheryl get in an airplane, and we fly to Salt Lake City. And he picks us up. I mean, he's walking, everything. I'm thinking, wow. So he takes us around and takes us out to dinner, and we go eat and everything, and he takes us into his big center where all these people are there. I said, wow, all these people work for you? He said, yes. I said, how many you got? He said, well, right now there's 750. He said, I have 750 people working for me. I said, wow, that's a bunch of folks. He said, in fact, some of my core people, I want you and Cheryl to meet. So he said, I'm going to take you up there and we're going to walk through the building and we're going to introduce you to these people. So we get up there and we walk through this building. He introduces us to all kinds of people. Some of the people, now he's just dressed hip in a pair of cowboy outfit with blue jeans and boots, and you'd think, who is this guy? Especially when he walks you up to a corner office right here, and here's a guy with a suit on, you know, that's operating in there, and you think he's one of my head guys, and he's doing this and that, and you'd never really, you'd think that guy would be the owner, but the guy that owns it, you know, he's dressed up just casual. But anyway, he tells us all about who the guy is, and the guy's dumbfounded. Gary, how are you walking? He knew he'd fell out of the tree. And knew he'd everybody in the company knew he'd broke his back. But now I listen. And as he explains to this man how that he's healed. Now, we go to several different places in that building. Several places. And he introduces us to lots of people. And then over the next 2 or 3 days, we go through places and he takes us out to dinner. And he tells people that he's healed. And it's obvious he's healed. But after about the second or third day, I told him, I said, Gary, there's one thing that you're forgetting. He said, what's that, Thurman? I said, that Jesus is the one that healed you.
Amen.
I said, in all these days that Cheryl and I have been here, I have not heard you mention his name not one time. I said, I told you whenever you picked us up that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods, was the God that healed your back.
Yes.
And I said, you need to give him the glory.
Yes.
As we talk and go to his home, and we spend about, three nights or something at their house, the things that I noticed, he has an organic garden outside. I mean, he has the best organic food. He's a great cook and everything, and him and his wife, and everything was perfect. In other words, I said, why do you do this? He said, well, because I call my company Young Living. Young Living. And he said, I want people to learn how to live young. And he said, hey, they can do it. I said, well, let me tell you. You need to start giving God the glory.
All right.
Yes.
I mean, we fail to realize where our life comes from. Yes, absolutely from him. So anyway, we stay up there for a few days and we eat out of his organic garden. We eat at his table. I mean, he has the best. He has the finest. If you ever met a man that could meet and see the criteria fulfilled, it was Gary Young. With Young Living, he lived a young life. He loved to go out and snowmobile at 5:30 in the morning. You know, one of the men, Cheryl and I had the privilege to listen to his funeral this week. Some of you know that he passed away with a massive stroke at 68. Now then, as I stop and think about how we live, what we do, I want you to know that what you eat and what you drink is not what's going to give you a long life. You know, if you want to eat the best foods in the world, I have no problem with that. If you want to drink the cleanest, purest water in the world, and you don't want to eat or drink nothing else, that's okay with me. But as you live your life, don't take out Jesus.
Amen.
Because if you take out Jesus, your life can be shortened. And so I think about, as we listen to the funeral, I think about that Cheryl and I had the privilege to listen to that funeral this week, day before yesterday. And when we turned it on, there was already 40,000 people on the internet listening to his funeral. The funeral went on for 3 hours. He now has 3,000 employees. And several of the big wheels and people spoke. But when you see I listened. One of the men I listened to, he said Gary was a driving motivator. He said he called me one day and said, I need your help. I need you to come help me. We need to do certain things within the company. And we're going to have to work long, hard hours to get this done in the period of time we have, must achieve it. So he said, I went and I met with him. And he said, for the next 4.5 months, 6:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night, 7 days a week, we worked. He said, we accomplished it. We got it done. I thought to myself, 6:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night for 4.5 months, and you're doing something to achieve something in a company? I don't know, because he didn't say, but I wonder how much of that time did they spend talking about the master. That's probably true, or very little. But they were really interested in business. I mean, the scripture has a lot to say about men that are so busy they don't have time for God. And you know, you'll never enjoy your benefits. Just like Bill told us there a while ago. You know, if you're in a country anywhere, like the United States of America, and they make a set of rules, then they plan for you to obey those rules. And if you don't obey those rules, you're not fighting against man. You're fighting against God. You think you're going to have a good life?
No.
There ain't no way. It ain't going to happen. But if you're a man driven, stop and think about this. You're driven with a drive to produce something, and I will have to say Gary Young produced things that they supposedly, the oils and things. I've been in his distilleries. You know, I went all over with him out there. That man bought land all over the world. He has farms and forests and everything, and all over the world. I mean, you talk about a driver, a driven man, and did what he did helped mankind. There's no two ways about it. In fact, Cheryl and I, last night when we got back from eating, we talked about this a little bit. Cheryl's got a special place in her heart for that company, as well as Eldon, because she met Eldon years ago, and he worked with Young Living.
21 years ago.
Yeah, 21 years ago. Now, Cheryl had a problem in her life that she had been breaking God's spiritual laws. And she didn't realize that her breaking God's spiritual laws was going to bring a curse upon her. But it caused her to fall out of a pickup downtown Dallas when her and her daughter were singing one night, and Cheryl fell out of that pickup on her back, on her head, and messed her up big time. And so for the next 5 years, Cheryl was in excruciating pain and suffering because she had been breaking God's spiritual laws. She had not obeyed, and she had no clue that these laws were even there. She didn't know. She didn't understand the principles of the kingdom. She had no idea. No idea, but she suffered. Well, after one day she met somebody that led her to Eldon, and Eldon worked for Dr. Young, or for Gary Young. I won't call him doctor, just Gary Young. But anyway, as she met him and she went over to their house, he told her, said, you know, I can anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith for you, and God will heal you of all these things. Well, she never seen a man say something like that before. Never. So she told him, okay, whatever he needed to do, that's okay. So he began to pray over her. He began to pray over her, and he began to anoint her with all kinds of things. Now, here's a woman that hadn't had a day free of pain for 5 years. And all of a sudden, after Eldon gets through praying, anointing her with oil, and everything that he did, all of Cheryl's pain went away, and she was completely healed that day, and she's been healed ever since.
Praise the Lord.
So she has a little special part. So last night I told her, I said, honey, it's something I want to talk to you about. I said, I want you to think about this. I know you have a special place in your heart for Eldon because he's the one that prayed for you. I know you have a special place in your heart for his wife, Nancy. She's a special woman. I said, I know you have a special place in your heart for Gary Young because he supposedly made and distilled the oils that Eldon used to anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith for you. Does the scripture say anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith?
Yes.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And Eldon did all those things for Cheryl, and Cheryl was healed. But here's what I told her. I said, this is the thing that we don't understand. There's only one God.
Amen.
Only one. And his name is Jesus Christ. And I said, Jesus don't need help and nobody for nothing.
Amen.
So I said, I know you got a special place in your heart for all these people, but I said, Eldon didn't heal you. Gary Young's oils didn't heal you. They had absolutely no impact whatsoever. I said, your total, complete healing came from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no other. That's just like me and my hand shaking. I'm grateful to all of you that offered to help me, to give me something special, or you know a special doctor or whatever. But I have to tell everybody, I already know the doctor.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
And he's already healed me. And why he's doing what he's doing, I don't know. But I don't need any help from anybody other than Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the one that's going to heal me. He's the one that's going to make either that or he's going to take me home. But I am a faith walker.
Yes. Thank you.
I consider myself a man of faith. And if it's written in that book, I don't need nothing except what's written in the book.
Amen.
So I'm going to believe with all my heart that I'm already healed, just like the scripture says, and that one of these days, I don't know when it is, but one of these days, the Lord's going to take this shaking out of my hands, and he's going to anoint me with the Holy Spirit and power, and he's going to do something. I think about Smith Wigglesworth. The only difference between me and Smith Wigglesworth is that what he had, you couldn't see. He had kidney stones, and nobody could see the kidney stones. The shaking in my hands, everybody can see it. So, but I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. I'm still healed. It doesn't make any difference. I am healed. I'm going just like Smith Wigglesworth, his son-in-law, said, Dad used to come in after he preached to thousands. And he'd come in, and he'd lay down on the couch, and blood would run out of him as he was just agonized in pain. And he'd say, God, you might as well go ahead and heal me now because there ain't nobody ever going to put a knife on my body. Never. Either you're going to heal me or I'm going to die. 5 years went by before God healed Smith Wigglesworth. Here he is preaching the gospel and healing thousands of people, casting out demons and seeing all kinds of awesome things happen. And yet he's in agony and pain for 5 years. But after 5 years, God did it. And he said, okay, Smith, you're healed. And he said, my father-in-law, Smith Wigglesworth, after he was healed, after that day when he stood his ground for 5 years, he said, from that day forward till he was 87 years old when he passed away, he said, anything Smith asked God for in prayer, God did it.
Hallelujah.
Did, including up to 27 or 28 people was raised from the dead.
Wow.
His own wife died. And when they went and told him that his wife died that day, he said, where is she? They said, she's in the upstairs bedroom at your home. And so he got in the buggy and they drove him back over there. He said, don't get in a hurry. Just take it easy. God's in charge. He knows what he's doing. So he said, we get up to the house up there. Smith walked in. He said, where is she? He said, she's in the upstairs bedroom laying there in the bed. So he said, been dead all day. So he said, he walked up there and he sits down beside the bed, reached over and put his hand on her body and said, dead, I rebuke you and I command you to come out of my wife right now in Jesus' name. Polly sat up on the edge of the bed and said, Smith, what are you doing calling me back from the Lord? Now you talk about faith, that's faith.
Amen.
And he called forth his wife, and he said, she said, you got to release me, Smith. I was with the Lord. It's my time to go. It is appointed that every man wants to die, and then the judgment. So every man's going to come to that day. Every woman's going to come to that day. But she was there with the Lord, and whenever he called her back, he overrode the power of God to bring that woman back from the dead. God honored his prayer of faith because he had met all the criteria, and whenever he spoke, it happened. So anyways, after a few little talks and hugging each other and everything else, she finally convinced him that it was her time, and he backed off. He gave her one more big hug, and he released her. Said, are you sure? Because I don't think I can live without you. She said, oh, yes, you can live without me. And so he let her lapse back into the arms of the Lord. And that woman that was sitting there talking to him just fell back over in the bed, hard, cold, stone dead. Now, what can God do? Anyway, I think about what Gary Young has accomplished. When I stop and think about a man that started out with a tree fell on him, I believe it was, and busted his skull. And he was an invalid for months and months and months. 27 months he was an invalid. Couldn't do nothing.
In a wheelchair.
But finally the man came out of that. He even tried to kill himself because he didn't want to live like this. He tried to starve himself to death. He tried, a man you think this guy's going to be worthless. He ain't never going to accomplish nothing in his life. Nothing. But as of today, many years later, here's a man that just went home to be with the Lord. And I believe, of course, the thing about it is when I was so shocked. When Cheryl and I went up there and I talked to him and we got talking about Jesus over at the house, I said, by the way, I hadn't even thought to ask you. I said, you are a Christian, aren't you? He said, I'm a Mormon. And I thought to myself, God, you would even heal a Mormon? I mean, if John 15:7 works, if John 15:7 works, if I pray for you, what will he do? He's going to meet your need. So anyway, it was kind of amazing to see what God done. Well, see, John 15:7, it says, if my words remain in you and if you remain in me, then you can ask me for anything you want, and I'll do it for you. And I'm telling you, that's why Gary Young got healed the first time. It's kind of amazing, but he'll do the same thing for you. If you get in that book and you study that word and you make him first in that book, I guarantee he will meet every need, everything that you'll ever need. I don't care whether it's money or health or whatever, God will meet that with beyond your wildest dream.
Amen.
He can do anything. He can just do anything. All we got to do is believe, and he'll do it. But as I saw what happened the other day,
he did become a Christian.
Well, I'm not to that yet. But yeah, later on, as we talked about what he needed to do, he needed to become a Christian and become a believer in Jesus Christ. He acknowledged that is what he did need to do and everything. So everything worked out okay. He did become a born-again Christian. But he still, of course, he still produced his oils, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with those oils, but just like I told Cheryl, I said, you know, although you have a soft place in your heart for Gary Young, because he's the one that distilled these oils, you have a soft spot in your heart for Elton, because he's the one that prayed over you and anointed you with oil. You know, and I said, and those oils, you have a soft place in your heart for those little bottles of oil, which are pretty expensive. But that man, Gary Young, he had a meeting here at the Metroplex at that big hotel out there. just a few months ago or whatever. I don't know how long ago it was, but I think Cheryl and Nancy both went. And like I say, 10, 12 years ago, he had 750 people working for him. But now then, or right now, he has over 3,000 people working for him. And I think at that meeting down here at the hotel, there was well over a... 10,000. How many?
There was over 10,000 there, but he has 4 million distributors.
That's what?
4 million distributors now.
Oh, wow.
4 million. It's a billion-dollar company.
Yeah. Yeah, he's grown and grown. So let's stop and think about this. Here's a man that's out doing things that's good, although he really doesn't know Jesus, I don't think, because he was a Mormon.
Well, that was in the beginning, yeah.
And, you know, I just don't think you can be a good Mormon and be a Jesus believer. I don't think. But anyway, that's between God and him. That's not my problem. That's above my pay grade, I'll tell you for sure. But anyway, the man was all about doing good for mankind. And in the years and years, I mean, he's got farms and equipment, stuff everywhere, all over this world. This guy's got stuff. In fact, I was wondering, of course, I don't have any idea. I'm just talking. I can't back this up because I don't know. But, you know, since I've been dealing with people, especially men, whenever a man has a stroke, what is almost every case the problem that caused that? Unforgiveness and bitterness. Nearly every time when you run into a man that's had a stroke, that man has gotten into some kind of unforgiveness or bitterness. Now then, Jesus clearly told us in his word to forgive, don't hold any unforgiveness toward anybody. Didn't he do that?
Yes.
Do not hold any unforgiveness, because he said, if you hold unforgiveness, it'll open the door for the tormenting spirits to come in. Is that what he said?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we've come to realize that these tormenting spirits, they'll kill you.
Yeah.
And so anyway, whenever we heard week before last that he'd had a stroke, had a big bad one on one side and a kind of a smaller one on the other side, but he had two strokes, one on both sides. Of course, what would that automatically lead you to believe? Maybe he must have some kind of unforgiveness. Maybe with that many people, you know, I'm thinking of that many people he's dealing with and with these buildings he's building and the new center that he's building for his business out there in Salt Lake and all this stuff and all the contractors he's working with and everything else. You know how easy it would find one of them that you could get into bitterness with? You know, I think about Moses. Stop and think about Moses. Moses dealt with these people for 40 years. I there ain't no way. Cheryl and I went to Baltimore the other day. And Brother Paul Santos, he was having trouble with, he called them the Democrats. It is amazing what people want you to do. And by the time I got through listening to him talk about all the problems he's having building that church up there, I told him, I said, I'm glad God let me build one here out in the country where there's no rules and regulations where I can build what I want to. I said, if I had to put up with what you got to put up with, I'd never make it. I'd never make it. I don't know. But I just think maybe that's what happened to Gary Young. I don't know. But the cursed causes cannot come to rest. So we know there's got to be some kind of a problem somewhere that causes men. If the cursed causes cannot come to rest, then that means this sickness, a curse, I mean, the stroke is listed in Deuteronomy 28. It's listed as one of the curses. So that curse can't come upon you without a reason. So now then, if you got a man that's doing that much good for that many people all over the country, and you can get him into unforgiveness and bitterness, if the devil's on his toes, what could he do with him? He can kill him. And that could be why Gary Young is no longer with us. He could have been deceived by the enemy. Paul told us, he said, forgive everybody. Forgive everybody, because we're not unaware of the devil's ways. And the devil, you know what he does. He comes to do what?
Kill and destroy.
Y'all see what I mean? Don't give him no place. So anyway, I just thought to myself, I know some men on this earth. Some men that I know a lot of them. But I know a lot of men that have never accomplished nothing for nobody. Nothing. I mean, all they can do is wait and think, wow, I can't wait till I'm 65 so I can retire. Do you know that? Can't wait till I'm 65 so I can retire. But here's a man, Gary Young. That this man, he's not even looking forward to retirement. That was the last thing on his plate. He wanted to make new things and create new oils and new things in his company that could benefit mankind. And that's why his company has grown from 750 employees to 3,000 employees. And last year, the company hit $1 billion, wasn't it? He went over $1 billion in sales last year. You know how much money $1 billion is? Just think. Isn't that amazing? $1 billion. But the thing about it is he going to get to enjoy any of it?
No.
Not now. So it would be interesting to know that if he did have some kind of bitterness against somebody, but it also knowing what I know about the scripture, I would say that that's almost a guarantee. Now then, do something good for Jesus and make sure you follow his one commandment. What is Jesus' one commandment?
Love.
Oh, sound like every one of y'all know that. You got that down solid, don't you, Mike? Gracie, you got that one down solid, right, girl? Walk in love, do what God says. But I thought, as we listened, and really, I guess it really burned into my heart as we were sitting there in the car talking last night. I told Cheryl, I said, honey, there's just no two ways about it. There's only one God. There's only one healer.
Amen.
And it's Jesus.
Amen.
There ain't no other, right?
Amen.
Jesus is it. So I said, I want you to just meditate on, from now on when you think about this, I want you just to think, don't tell the whole story about all the things that happened. Just say, Jesus healed me. I had a problem, but Jesus healed me. It's just like me and my hand shaking. I have a problem, but it's already taken care of.
Amen.
Jesus is going to take care of it, and all this shaking is going to go away because I have a healer, and it's already paid for according to his word. But it's paid in full, and I'm healed in Jesus' name. Is that the way it's got to be?
Yes.
That's the way it's got to be. Okay, praise the Lord. Anyway, I told you today is going to be different. We didn't use hardly any scripture, but a little. But I want you to know that this man was a good man. I knew him. In fact, just a few months ago, three years ago, he flew in here, and we went to Eldon's funeral together. Eldon passed away. Eldon was a great man of God. He was only 75, but he was older than Gary. Gary was only 68. So let me tell you, you don't have any idea when your day is coming. It's kind of like a girl. I got a message a little while ago. This girl was trying to ask me some questions about salvation, and she says, if I'm reading you right, you're saying we have freedom in Christ, Does that mean I can go out and sin all I want to and I'll still get to go to heaven when I die? I told her, I said, ma'am, if you have to ask a question like that, you're lost. You need to be saved. I said, the new creature wants to be good and wants to no sin. I said, the new creature wants nothing, no sin in your life. So I said, if you got to ask the question, can I go sin all I want to and then still go to heaven? I said, you don't even know Jesus. Are y'all with me on that?
Yes.
You know, if you got to think about being lost. I mean, can I sin all I want to?
No.
If that's on your heart, if that's what's on my heart, I need to get right with God,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
Well, the new creature, it's not. So anyway, wow, praise. What time is it?
After four.
After four. Praise the Lord. So anyway, do something good for Jesus. You know, Dr. Gary Young, he done lots of good things for the world. He helped lots of people. And I'm sure that these distilled oils that he came up with, which, and it's not that they don't help people. They may very well help a lot of people. Because, you know, there's some people, let me make a statement here. Some people can see a woman like Cheryl and hear her story about how she got healed from a man praying over her, anointing her with oil, with the oils that's from Young Living. Did you know that will build their faith to a point where they can get healed, and it really is God that's doing it, and they don't even know it. I had a really good friend of mine. He was an airline guy, and he was married to a nurse. She was a wonderful little lady. One day we were talking and she said, well, I got to go to the office and give out my shots. I said, shots of what? She said, warm water. I said, what do you mean shots of warm water? She said, oh yeah, Thurman. She said, these older people, you know, that people get up to 60 and 70, old people, she said. That's back when I was 30. So, she said, I go in and said, these old people, 60 and 70 years old, she said, they come in and they're in pain. They got all kinds of problems. And I just take them over there and I give them a shot of lukewarm water. And she said, it's amazing the number of people that's healed before they get out of the office. Isn't that something? I said, you're kidding me. She said, no, I'm telling you the truth. She said, there's people coming in pain and agony. I said, I got to have my shot. I didn't think I was going to make it 30 days till my shot. So she said, I give them a little shot of lukewarm water. Tap him on the shoulder. I said, you're good to go. And said, in a few minutes, they're out of there thinking, wow, I feel like a new man. Had a little warm water put in your shoulder. Ain't that something? If we could learn to have that kind of faith in God, what could we get?
Anything.
If you got real faith attached to God, you can get anything from Him. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Baron is supposed to be lifting that high dollar, heavy. Father, in the name of Jesus, for Baron, as he's lifting those heavy weights, I don't even have any idea how heavy a weight he's lifting, but I know I saw him pick up 615 pounds the other day myself. So, Lord, give the boy faith. Give him strength. Let everything work perfect. Let keep all of his bones and everything intact. Lord, keep him strong and let him do really good for you, because he will give you the glory, Lord, and I know that about Baron. So bless him and Char as they go together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, my prayer warriors, stand up, and if you need to be prayed for, these are the guys and girls that you can come to and talk to. If you need to be prayed for, they'll be there. If you're new and don't know it, everybody knows the CDs and DVDs are all free. You take as many as you want, take them, give them to whoever you want to. Bless somebody, and who knows, like this wonderful young lady right here. You know that somebody give her one, she said, and look what it did for her mother.
Amen.
Isn't God good? We love you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to give a donation to our ministry, there's a gray box over here on the wall. Help us on donation if you want to. That's good. Otherwise, praise God, you are released, you're forgiven, set free, and have a great week this week, and may Jesus bless you and do something great for you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.